So why did you specialise in diabetes?
Well, this is both slightly amusing and interesting story, I think, that when I qualified, I wasn't quite sure what specialty I wanted to go into. It was either general practice, to be honest, or paediatrics. But I was advised to take the adult MRCP postgraduate examination, and as part of that training, I came back to Guy's, having moved away for a little while, came back to Guy's to work as what was called a senior house officer. And this was fairly soon after qualifying, and I remember being put in an outpatient clinic, which was actually run by some very famous adult diabetologists. I'm not sure that I should mention names, but there was Christopher Hardwick, who was very well known in diabetes circles and Guy's, and indeed Harry Keane, who was then and was to become one of the most respected and famous diabetologists in the whole world. Now, this clinic was run in a very old-fashioned, dilapidated building, which was very unpleasant to work in, and the clinic itself seemed to me to be not very well organised. Here was I as a very immature, inexperienced house officer, seeing patients who were coming in from all over London once or twice a year. And I didn't know anything about the condition. I just thought that these people, these poor people, were getting a very bad service from Guy's Hospital. And it really almost put me off diabetes for the rest of my life. But things changed quite dramatically, that when I was a senior registrar in paediatrics some 10 years later or more, a new consultant came to Bristol Children's Hospital, and he was a specialist in diabetes and endocrinology, paediatric endocrinology. And he said to me soon after arriving, I'm not quite so interested in the diabetes as I am in endocrinology. I think you, as senior registrar, should set up the first diabetes specialist diabetes clinic for children in Bristol, which I did. And after a few weeks, I began to feel that this was a specialty that was absolutely fascinating in every respect. And I went to the consultant